Our Answer, Eyes on Jesus, by Sandra McCollum. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus today and every day. Each time we face a problem, let's let Jesus be our answer. If someone rejects you, look to Jesus for acceptance. If someone disappoints you, look to Jesus for comfort. If you are being tempted to sin, look to Jesus for the power to overcome. If you do sin, look to Jesus who paid for the forgiveness that is yours. If you are feeling lonely, look to Jesus, who is the best friend you could ever have. If you feel like you're a failure in an area, look to Jesus for your significance. If you are feeling anxious, look to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. If you want to lose weight, look to Jesus to help you make the right choices. If you are feeling mad, look to Jesus to settle you down. If you are in pain, look to Jesus, who is the great physician. If you feel unloved, look to Jesus because he is love. We cause ourselves to suffer so many times by trying to force the undesirable circumstances or people in our lives to change. This is a reaction based in fear. The honest truth is, we have a hard time simply believing that just looking to Jesus will translate into answers. As a result of our unbelief, sometimes we all try to take the steering wheel away from God for a while to control certain people or situations. Of course, this causes frustration, but a life of frustration is not God's will for us. There really is a much easier way. The solution? Eyes on Jesus. I remind myself of this daily if need be. When my thinking starts to go in the wrong direction, I say to myself, out loud if I can, "Eyes on Jesus, Sandra." God has so many good plans in store for you, and the more you learn to let Jesus answer your problems, the more you will see how good he is at it. Then you will want to keep hanging out with him, and out of that relationship, you will experience the destiny he has laid out for you. It gets very addicting having your eyes on Jesus. You will find over time that the other things you thought were so important fade in comparison to his beauty. And while you are busy noticing Jesus, you will turn around and find that Jesus is indeed taking care of your problems. If you have not yet made Jesus your Savior and received the wonderful joy that his finished work on the cross has provided for you to live in, please visit my blog page titled Jesus in the Driver's Seat. On this page, I explain the good news of the gospel, and you will have the opportunity to pray a prayer of salvation, inviting Jesus to take over the driver's seat of your life and be your Lord and Savior. Jesus loves you and his arms are wide open.